We hate to break it to you, but Richard Gere, Samuel L. Jackson, and Anna Paquin do not open their own fan mail. In the old days, movie studios employed people to read and respond in the name of Judy Garland or Mickey Rooney. But these days, as the Wall Street Journal reported today, those letters are opened and sometimes answered by Shelley DeAngelis. The stars forward her requests for prom dates, cash, or just an autographed photo. Chances are, if you've ever written to one of the stars she works with, Shelley has read your letter too. Have you ever written to a celebrity? Did you ever get anything back? 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org. You can also tell us your story on our website. That's at npr.org/talkofthenation. Shelley DeAngelis is office manager at Mailman Incorporated in, where else, Los Angeles. She joins us now from our studios at NPR West in Culver City. Thanks very much for putting down the letter opener and coming over to talk with us.
My pleasure, Neil.
And I guess your typical letter starts with, "I'm your number one fan."
Almost always.
Have there been any that really stood out?
Yes, actually, we do. You know, every week or so, something comes up that's very special. I remember a really touching letter from a young French girl to Elijah Wood. And she lived with a single mom. Life was very difficult. Her father didn't acknowledge her. And she had found a real role model in Elijah Wood as somebody whose sort of career wasn't typical, wasn't ordinary. And it was a very, very touching letter. He had gotten her through some very tough times, and she had achieved, gone to college, and she just wrote him a thank you letter. It was wonderful.
And did you write her back?
We sent her an autographed photo. That's what Elijah Wood has us send out.
And do you responses like that are predicated on what the client, the star, wants you to
Absolutely.
Do?
Absolutely. They set the policy.
And so some of them may say, write back the occasional letter?
Some do. Some have a small, brief form letter that they send out. Some of them respond to certain charity requests. You know, they'll have favorite types of charities. Perhaps it's children or animals, what have you. And they have a specific response that they have us send, either a letter or a larger photo or something that might be auctioned off, that kind of thing.
I wonder, that letter you got from that French girl, did you share it with Elijah Wood?
We did. We sent it on to him, absolutely.
And do you know if he did anything with it?
That I do not know.
Who is the most fan-friendly celeb on your roster?
We have many, but I think Richard Gere is very fan-friendly. Kevin Bacon, Forrest Whitaker, somebody like Hector Elizondo is extremely cordial with fans. Charlie Sheen, there are many.
Kevin Bacon must get endless comments about 7 degrees of 2 degrees of separation.
Indeed.
And so these people constantly playing Kevin Bacon games.
Absolutely. You know, we have very devoted fans. We have people that write a couple or three times a week. You know, they become like family. They tell you about their daily activities, or they tell the fan, rather. And, yeah, it's actually really a lot of fun. It's the most fun job I've ever had. Now, mind you, I'm not the only one reading these letters. Mm-hmm. There's a number of people who work in our office, and one woman, Marie, has worked there for 15, 16 years. She's been opening fan letters, and I've just been there a couple of years, but
I wonder,
I love it.
Does Marie say that the character of the letters has changed over time?
I don't think so much the character of the letters. What has changed in the business is that, you know, over the years, they got a huge volume of snail mail, and that has changed. The volume of snail mail has decreased considerably as the internet has come into play. We get a lot of emails, a lot of requests for autographed photos online, and we also have a merchandise aspect, which is celebritymerchandise.com, and we will sell T-shirts or other products developed by the celebrity for sale.
And what kind of training does it require to read and answer celebrity fan mail?
Well, I think it takes an eye for detail and takes somebody who's fairly compassionate. But my training is also in psychology. I was a psychotherapist for a number of years.
Really?
And I think that helps. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I could imagine it helps with some of those people.
And we do. I mean, one of our functions is to screen the mail for any kind of threat or imminent danger. And, you know, I help with that assessment. We have a protocol that we put in place depending upon the threat level. And, you know, there's really very little of that. I would say 99.99% of the mail that comes in is just very respectful, very supportful, very appreciative of the celebrity's work.
And this is, can you track how well a celebrity is doing in their career by the volume of responses they're getting from fans?
Absolutely. It ebbs and flows. We always know when somebody has a new commercial out or a new movie or has appeared in public in some context or another because the volume will increase.
And how much mail do you get to require your services?
Well, we get thousands and thousands of letters or emails every week.
Thousands?
Thousands.
Thousands. And do you just have a stack of Elijah Wood 5x7s and Richard Gere 5x7s?
We do. We do. We send out 5x7s for the most part, and then various celebrities will also send out 8x10s for a special auction or, you know, a special kind of request.
And do you sign them or do the stars sign them?
No, the stars have signed them, or they sign one, which is then imprinted and lithoed onto the photo.
Let's see if we can get some callers in on the line. Have you ever written to a celebrity? If so, did you ever get anything back? We'll begin with Lisa. Lisa with us from Ventura in California, just up the road.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks.
Well, my kids are competitive swimmers, and they watched a lot of the Olympics and look up to many of the Olympic swimmers, and they sent some of their favorite trading cards with the photos into those swimmers and got so many of them back with well wishes and signatures, Katie Hoff, Dara Torres, and many others, oh, Natalie Coughlin, and they sent them back, and they're still getting them every once in a while, and it was really inspirational to them to have people they look up to take time to sign their name and send it back to them.
And how did they know where to send them?
Well, they're part of USA Swimming, and in one of the magazines that we get monthly, or they looked up the addresses. There's a specific address at USA Swimming they can send them, and they all, many of them have gotten signed and sent back, and it was really exciting for them.
Well, it's nice to know that the Olympians responded. It looked like a genuine personal responses, nothing machine generated.
Most of them, yeah, I think there might have been one that looked a little bit like a stamp, but I think for the most part it looked like they'd been hand-signed, and a couple of them said, you know, had best wishes or keep swimming, and, you know, sports takes a lot of dedication, so it was really inspirational to them to have their heroes write back to them and take the time.
Lisa, thanks very much for the call, and we wish your kids good luck in the pool.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Do you represent any athletes, Shelley?
We do not, although we're certainly open to that possibility. But I think your caller nailed it when she said, you know, that it is inspirational, that fans take inspiration, whether it's a sports hero or, you know, someone like Forrest Whitaker, for example, who, you know, came from L.A. and, you know, didn't come from exalted circumstances and has achieved so much. You know, this is inspirational. These people are icons, the way maybe, you know, we had religious icons 400 years ago. We've got, you know, these people are the icons and role models.
Here's an email from Amy. As a teenager, I was a full-blown Trekker, watching every episode from the Star Trek Next Generation series. Mm-hmm. I wrote a fan letter to Jonathan Frakes, the actor portraying Commander William Riker. Several months later, when the Photos Do Not Bend envelope arrived from California, I went nuts, running up and down the hallway in my house, waving my autographed photo in the air. It is still the centerpiece of my Trek scrapbook, and whether he signed it himself or not, I know he did. I am grateful for the indulgence of my teenage daydream. So obviously this is really important to a lot of people. Let's see if we can get Kristen on the line. Kristen with us from Portland, Oregon.
Hi. When I was in kindergarten, I wrote a letter as part of a letter writing lesson to Beverly Cleary.
The children's book author.
Yes, and I loved the Ramona books, and she wrote me back. And I thought that was fun at the time, and as the older I got, the more I realized how sweet that was. And it did look like it was in her handwriting, and it was a very sweet letter. And then later, when I was in my 20s, I was in a play based on the Ramona series. I was an actress in Portland, Oregon, and she came to visit the play, and I was way more excited than the kids were when that happened. But, you know, she wasn't that interested in talking to us at that point.
Oh.
I was way more disappointed than the kids were.
Well, time had passed, I suppose.
Yeah, well, she was a very elderly woman, and you know, I'm sure she had her boundaries that she needed to stick to.
Kristen, thanks very much for the call.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
And
Authors, do you represent authors, Shelley?
No, we don't. So, at the moment, we represent film stars, musicians, singers, television, people who are in television shows, soap operas, serials, that kind of thing. That's mostly been our clientele because the woman who started the business, Mackie Mann, had been a child actor, had then produced TV commercials, and that was sort of her world.
Mm-hmm. Here's an email from Chloe in Tucson. When I was about 11 or 12 years old, I wrote a letter and sent a gift package to Harrison Ford. It was full of things a girl that age would think her favorite star would like, though looking back, it was quite silly. I lived in Peterborough, Ontario, Canada, a small city of about 70,000. You can imagine my delight when a letter arrived a while later from Harrison Ford's secretary. I believe her name was Renee M. Willis. Strange, I can remember that all these years later. I was a huge fan, and just about 8 years old when Star Wars came out, this was probably the most exciting thing to ever happen with a celebrity since he was my all-time favorite. The funny thing is, looking back, I am sure he never even knew my parcel arrived. Well, I wonder, have you thought in the agency of holding on to these letters that you get from younger people and using it to blackmail them later in life?
No, that has never occurred to me, actually. But we do, you know, I'm always amazed by how many letters we do get from younger people who are inspired and who, you know, whose lives are made more livable by the celebrity's presence in the world. We represent Elvira, and she has a huge fan following, and it's mostly people, you know, in their 50s and 60s, as you might imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But I had an incredible letter from a young man who grew up in a small town in the middle of nowhere, a very conservative area, and he was a young gay guy. And Elvira and her campiness and her difference had been huge for him. It had really allowed him to be who he was. And had changed his life. He called her his fairy goth mother.
I wonder, does all the Elvira fan mail go immediately to the former psychotherapist?
I'm afraid it does.
We're talking, of course, with Shelley DeAngelis, the office manager for Mailman Incorporated, a celebrity mail and merchandising company in Los Angeles. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Let's go to Nils. Nils with us from Berkeley.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
You know, I just wanted to share this story about Mr. Rogers. Fred Rogers, you know, the
children's television star on public television for many years.
You got it. My sister wrote him a letter when she was 7 and I was 5 and told everything about me and this and how we watched the show and all this kind of thing. He handwrote a letter. And just told us all, answered all the questions asked about me and everything. And I just remember being so moved by that.
Well, that's what you'd like to think Mr. Rogers would do.
It would crush me if I thought someone else had written that letter.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
Why, Shelley, you wrote that?
No, not me.
Maybe somebody else. Here we got this email from Martha in St. Paul. When I was a little girl, I was enamored with Mr. Rogers. My grandma, who took care of me and my brother during the day, sent him a letter telling of my adoration along with an LP album for him to sign. And we promptly received a handwritten letter and signed album back in the mail. It is my understanding that Fred Rogers answered every letter that was sent to him. So maybe yours is absolutely original, Nils.
Oh, yeah.
What a guy, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Thank you very much.
Right, bye-bye. Let's see if we can go now to Dennis. Dennis calling from San Antonio.
Hi there.
Hi.
I am the proud owner of an 8x10 glossy signed by Click and Clack the Tappet Brothers.
Are you sure? It's got grease stains on it?
Famous people in all of Radio Land.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Talk of the Nation.
Well, that's congratulations. I have to confess, Dennis, I once rode in the Dodge Dart.
Did you?
I did, with both of the brothers.
Awesome.
That was pretty cool. On a visit to the Bad News Garage.
I sent them a humorous piece entitled 10 Plays That William Shakespeare Did Not Write, none of which could I repeat to you. But on the autograph, they wrote, Dennis, we loved Romeo and Steve, love Click and Clack. And it's proudly displayed in my garage right above my dead car.
And I'm sure they contributed to that, too. Dennis,
absolutely.
Thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can go this is Ron, and Ron's calling from Cleveland.
Hello.
Hi, Ron.
I wanted to say I am not anymore the proud owner of 2 autographed photos by Groucho Marx.
Groucho?
Yes. In 7th grade, we had to write some famous people, And we used to have things called books. There was books called Who's Who.
Yep.
And I wrote a letter to Groucho Marx when he was in Switzerland. And a few weeks later, got two photos back with a letter, and proudly hung those in the school with every other kid's letters. And somehow I never got them back.
Well, somebody's the proud owner of them today, so.
Somebody is. I look at eBay every once in a while. Maybe they're there. But
Ron, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We do have hundreds and hundreds of letters who come from school children who have to write to select a celebrity and write a letter as part of an English class. That's very, very common.
Is there anything you could recommend to somebody who wanted to write a letter to a celebrity that might generate a response more likely than something else?
I think that you need to keep your expectations realistic. I mean, these people are very busy. It's a job. I think that's something people don't realize, that, you know, this is their work, and that, you know, they're more likely to respond to a request that is reasonable and within the parameters of what's humanly possible.
So don't expect them to come to the prom with you.
That's exactly it.
Shelley, thanks very much for your time today.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Shelley DeAngelis is office manager at Mailman Incorporated in Los Angeles. She joined us today from our studios at NPR West in Culver City. You can read about more of the celebrities she works with and the letters they get in a story in today's Wall Street Journal. We have that link at npr.org/talk. Tomorrow, we'll talk with Nobel laureate Wangari Maathai. Maathai, if you'd like more details, sign up now for our daily newsletter. Go to npr.org/email. Click on the box next to Talk of the Nation. Every single email personally signed by Ken Rudin. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.